Welcome to another edition of Cape Fear EMS Podcast. I'm Bob Reiske, EMS Coordinator here at Cape Fear Community College. I'm glad you're joining us today. We're going to be discussing how to recertify your North Carolina EMS certification. There are a lot of ways to do that. At all levels, your North Carolina certification is good for 4 years. Whether you're an emergency medical responder, EMT, advanced EMT, or paramedic, the length of those are 4 years. The difference is each level has their own number of certification hours, CME hours, if you will. So each level has their own. For instance, the emergency medical responder, to recertify, you need to have 32 hours of CMEs. The EMT needs 80. The advanced EMT is 100. And at the paramedic level, it's 120 hours. Now, it's just not hours. They have to be in specific categories. So that's good. We have to have these hours. But what is it that, how do we get those? Well, there's lots of different ways. It may be that your EMS agency has an in-house program where you take a monthly class, you come in, do your class, and get credit for it, and after the 4 years, you would accumulate enough credits to make you eligible for recertification. Remember, each agency may have their own additional requirements above and beyond North Carolina requirements. So your agency may do it. That's very difficult currently because of all of the COVID-19 issues, so face-to-face classes aren't as popular at the moment. So that's one way. You can also take a recertification program, a recertification course, where in the course it gives you all of the CME hours you need. So the course is structured to meet your level's requirements, and that would take care of all the needs for your recertification. So you could take a recertification course. We offer those here at Cape Fear Community College, which gives you all of your standard courses that you need. Again, there's local standards that may also have to be met. You can also take CME courses that reoccur once every month. At Cape Fear Community College, we offer a class that's 3 hours in length. It's online every month, and the topics range from airway management to EMS systems to cardiac to respiratory. Again, in the four-year cycle, if you took those every month, you would meet the recertification requirements. All of the standard requirements for North Carolina, again, there may be local requirements above and beyond that. Another way to do it is there are courses online from private companies. They can sometimes be costly, but the main thing with those is if you choose that way, always be mindful that you want to do it from an accredited program. So the company needs to be recognized in North Carolina as being an accredited sponsor for EMS education. And that just about concludes what we have today. If there are any questions that you have about your recertification in North Carolina, please feel free to contact me. My telephone number here at Cape Fear Community College is 910-362-7751. Or you can always reach me by email at rrajsky@cfcc.edu. Thanks for joining this podcast today, and hope you have a great and safe and wonderful day. Thank you.